As a result of God's evident blessing upon their restoration work, the fundamental truths of the Bible began to shine once again. Pagan teachings like the Trinity, the immortality of the soul, and the fiendish doctrine of eternal torment and hell fire were vigorously overturned. The Catholic practices of devotion to the saints and Mary, the deified Mother of God, were likewise publicly exposed as mere vestiges of pagan idolatry. Just as Josiah had literally crushed and desecrated the numerous idols and pagan altars that had been erected in Jehovah's temple and throughout the land, in the same spirit, Christendom's idolatry and false doctrines were smashed and pulverized, as it were, by the zealous and skillful use of the Bible. Charles Russell also revived the use of God's personal name, Jehovah in English. Other vital truths, such as the biblical hope of surviving Armageddon and living forever on earth, began to be put forward as authentic Bible teachings. The issue of Jehovah's universal sovereignty was understood for the first time, which explained so much that had previously confused Christians as to why the God of love has, for so long, tolerated evil and allowed his servants to suffer much persecution. The Watchtower Society began to function in a manner similar to the first century Christian congregation, as a pillar and support of the truth. Another fascinating parallel exists in connection with Josiah's discovery of the Book of the Covenant. The record at 2 Kings, the 23rd chapter, tells of a great Passover celebration that was held after the temple was restored. Quote, "The king now commanded all the people, saying, Hold a Passover to Jehovah your God, according to what is written in this book of the covenant. For no Passover like this had been held from the days of the judges that had judged Israel, nor all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was held to Jehovah in Jerusalem." Just as a great Passover was held to renew the covenant and celebrate the reforms that had taken place under King Josiah, it appears as though the new covenant that Christ had originally instituted with his apostles was similarly renewed in connection with the Bible students, evidenced not only by the promulgation of the truth, as they then knew it, but also by the reappearance of anointed partakers who, with a deeper appreciation of Christ's sacrifice, commenced the celebration of a great Christian Passover meal, which has continued to this day. Although they were laboring under many false expectations, as were the apostles and early Christians, with the emergence of Christ's anointed congregation, the Bible students sensed that it was the time and season for the kingdom of the heavens to begin its rule.